Let's move on and talk a little bit about DCIS, and maybe to get into that, you can present your 50-year-old lady.
So this is a 50-year-old perimenopausal patient who, on a screening mammogram, was noted to have a small group of calcifications in the upper outer aspect of her right breast. She returned for additional imaging, confirming this what was described as a 4-millimeter area of calcifications, and a stereotactic biopsy demonstrated DCIS, intermediate nuclear grade, some area concerning for microinvasion, but there was a note that there was a lot of artifact associated with those changes, and so they weren't really clear that it was actually microinvasion. It was ER positive. Post-biopsy imaging confirmed that the clip was in the appropriate position, and she then presented to see us at Dana-Farber. We reviewed her outside imaging, and we thought that she could benefit from some additional magnification views. And on those views, we actually identified a second area of calcifications. They were about 2 centimeters away from the original biopsy-proven area, but they were quite superficial near the nipple-areolar complex, and they were not amenable to a stereotactic biopsy. So I took her to the operating room and performed an excisional biopsy for that second area and then performed the lumpectomy for the DCIS. Both of these were done through the same incision, a radial incision in the 9 o'clock position of the breast, and her cosmesis was very good afterwards. Of course, I removed a small amount of tissue at the undiagnosed area and a more appropriate amount of tissue at the area that we knew had DCIS. The pathology from the known tumor bed, there was actually no residual DCIS there. Everything was benign, some atypical duct hyperplasia. And the pathology from the more anterior area that was undiagnosed did also demonstrate duct carcinoma in situ of intermediate grade. And 2 of the margins were less than the new standard of 2 millimeter margins for DCIS. So the medial margin was 0.1 to 0.2 millimeters, and the anterior margin was actually positive. There was ink on the DCIS. My practice is to also perform a post-excision mammogram after I excise DCIS that presents as calcifications. And particularly in this case, because I had the positive margin, I wanted to ensure that if we were to take her back for repeat excision, that we were able to localize any residual calcifications at that site. Post-excision mammogram did not identify any residual calcifications related to that anterior group, but it did identify now a third small area that was now better seen more laterally. In retrospect, of course, the radiologist went back and said, oh, yes, these were probably here kind of thing, which always makes surgeons crazy. But so on that post-excision mammo, now we were faced with the decision about this third very small cluster, which was, again, in an area where we had negative margins. And then we had to deal with the area where we had a positive margin more anteriorly. So because she was a young woman and now we're clearly dealing with this multifocal DCIS, which we know happens, but I wanted to be sure before I counseled her regarding her options, I wanted to be sure that my radiation oncologist would still be comfortable treating her with whole breast radiation therapy with or without a boost, given these sort of three foci of disease. So we presented her at our multidisciplinary tumor board, reviewed all the imaging, and they did feel that if we could achieve negative margins and that the patient was still satisfied with the cosmetic outcome, that they would feel comfortable treating her conservatively. So she then returned to the operating room, and thank goodness that time it was good news, so clear margins anteriorly. And the third little spot was, in fact, another small area of DCIS, but that also had clear margins at the time of excision.
So the plan for her?
So she's receiving whole breast radiation therapy, and she will then be counseled regarding the potential benefit of anti-estrogen therapy, also given that her DCIS was ER positive.